Welcome back to Tahoe Tap, everyone. This is your 2024 summer preview of entertainment in Tahoe with your local podcasters, Mike Perrin and Rob Galloway, here for your listening pleasure. Thanks for choosing us. And again, all you got is us here this episode because no guests. We've got some big guests on the line, pretty stacked up through the summer, but we wanted to take this episode, set it aside and really pick out some of the top events that you need to get your calendar out for. And we're going to be rattling fast here. We're going to go through chronologically all of the big A-list events for Lake Tahoe. So again, get your calendars, your notepad ready because we're bringing that to you, churning up excitement for the summer days and nights of Tahoe that you all know and love. The quick word from my sponsor, Tahoe Regional Planning Agency, a voice for Lake Tahoe. For more than 55 years, TRPA has led the collaborative effort to protect and restore this spectacular region. The agency is committed to protecting the lake while advancing affordable housing solutions, improving transportation, and achieving community revitalization and equity. Learn more and help plan Tahoe's future at trpa.gov. And we're not just jumping in right into entertainment and events. We're going to let Rob hit you with the news again because there's some spicy stuff out there. So I'll let you take it away, Rob, as usual, kicking it off with the Tahoe Tab News.
There is some spicy stuff. And I'm going to start it off on a couple of heated items that are really centered around the South Shore. And the first one really has to do with the vote by City Council to turn down the proposed ordinance to have a local minimum wage. And it was really no surprise, Councilmember Scott Robbins, he was the lone no vote, and he appeared to be the catalyst to throw out that number that we all heard, which was $23 an hour. Mayor Bass, he made a point to note that there was no official number that was presented to council, and businesses there, they spoke for about 2 hours before that vote took place. But if that number was indeed the number that was going to move forward, it would have been one of, if not the highest, in the nation. I don't know. I mean, it's dead now, at least for the time being. Anything you want to add, Mike? Because I know you had you shared some stories from some local businesses that were.
I sat in on some heated, lively meetings about this where these business owners were teaming up and rallying to get their shit together in terms of how to address council on this and make sure it did die. I mean, we really did just dodge a bullet there. That could have been a dagger to a lot of businesses. So,
a big one, yeah.
Happy to see that one dead in the water.
Yeah,
for now,
for now, yeah. And the other item is something that we touched on last pod, and that's the vacancy tax initiative. And there were enough signatures that were gathered to file the petition, and so that's going to move on at least one step closer to finding its way on the ballot come November. The next step really is the city; they have to verify the signatures that were turned in for their certification process. That means of the 2,471 signatures that were turned in, they need 1,159 of those to be registered voters for that to move forward. So it's roughly about 10% of the registered voters there that needs to move forward. So we'll just keep an eye on that one and let you know how that thing progresses. It seems like it probably is going to appear on the ballot. I mean, you have any thoughts there either, Mike?
I have a personal experience to share on this. just the stories we put out, the Tribune and the City Council news with these signatures getting turned in. The house, my neighbor, direct neighbor, it's a vacant house for, they come twice a year. Within 2 or 3 days after this coming out, this news, it was listed on the market on Zillow as a rental for $5,000 a month for long-term rentals. So it's having some direct impact. I'm still not sure where I stand personally on it. The numbers and how it's going to be regulated, all of that is real murky, but I'm pretty sure it's a direct correlation. I mean, it's literally 2 or 3 days after where they put it on the market for long-term rentals. So
crazy. Yeah. All right. So some other news, we're going to the West Shore for this because Homewood Resort, they made a recent announcement that their plan for their entire new build out is projected to be completed in 8 years. And that's going to make the resort most likely the largest employer on the West Shore. The facelift, it is slated to include a village core, a gondola, two gondola terminals, some housing, parking, commercial retail, and a proposed ice skating rink. And we talked about it in the office, Mike. We saw some knee-jerk reaction that was, you know, there was some positive, but there was also some negative. And I just honestly, I don't know how someone doesn't see this as a positive for the West Shore. Any thoughts there?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely see it as a positive, right? If you're not growing, you're dying kind of thing. I mean, it's a big project, and yeah, there's a lot of NIMBYs out there that just want to hate and see Tahoe stay where it's at. And you know, it's like all of the motels we see driving along 50. It's like, well, that's what you get when it just stays where it's at, right? So yeah, I love it. I love it.
And speaking of another facelift, we had a pretty extravagant grand opening for the new restaurant, which is Wolf by Vanderpump at Harvey's. And our very own Mike Perrin, you, Mike, were in attendance to that big extravaganza. I got to go the following day as part of a media preview, but you had already dined there as part of their soft opening. And I have to say, this place is pretty damn amazing. It has a super wow factor. I think it's like a wow factor of 10. It has the longest bar in all of Tahoe. When I asked about staffing too, and I didn't put this in the article that is up right now, they told me it was probably close to about 140. I put it, I think the staff's I might have put a little over 100, but they said it's probably closer to 140. And they even told me there was a position whose job it was just to garnish the cocktails. That's their job, garnish cocktails. But attention to detail, man, this place has it in spades. And there was a little bit of rumblings. I can't officially say anything, on the record, but there is supposedly a big announcement coming from the Harvey's property. I think Harvey's might be tied into that too this summer. And if you have heard anything as far as rumors around the Lake Tahoe area in regards to that, I'm just going to say it's probably true. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay. All right. I see what you did
So
there.
what did you think of Wolf?
It was all about the experience, right? Food was great. It's not Hell's Kitchen pricey. It's pricey. But everything is these days. You go, to
It's
a
pricey.
regular restaurant, and you get a $25 burger. So you get a $75 New York steak that comes out on a 10-pound marble slab, has live edge on it that the server needs two hands to carry out. And it comes out with five people. Everybody's bringing out their own dish. It is an experience to be had. Book it for a special occasion. They are taking reservations. It's a must-see for sure.
And they are, from what I understand, they are booked out for a while. So, if you're thinking of coming up in the summer, book it now, because I don't know what it's going to be like. I think it's going to get crazy in there for people just wanting to check it out for, at least a chance to dine there at least once over the summer. So it's going to get crazy, I think.
Yeah, love to see it. The evolution of Tahoe. All right, shout out to Tahoe Mountain Inn making this podcast possible. Escape to South Lake Tahoe, right in the heart where Tahoe Mountain is, where adventure meets comfort, and every stay is a memory waiting to be made. Tahoe Mountain Inn, your cozy retreat, nestled right here in the Sierra Nevada Mountains. Whether you're planning long beach days under the sun, embarking on a scenic hike along the Rim Trail, or rolling the dice over at the casinos, maybe hitting up Wolf as well, like we said. Tahoe Mountain Inn puts you right in the heart of it all. South Lake Tahoe's newest boutique inn provides the perfect combination of free parking, dog-friendly, no extra resort fees kind of experience you're looking for. TahoeMountainInn.com. Check them out. All right. As we mentioned, entertainment, events, and all the action that you need on your calendar for this spring and summer. And again, we're going chronologically through here, starting with May 19th, just right around the corner, and then going rounding it out all the way through past Labor Day. Most of these, 9 out of 10, are going to be within the Tahoe Basin and ones you maybe have heard of. And then we've got at the end a few that are just out on the fringe in Reno and Mammoth areas. But Rob, I'll let you kick it off here over in the north side of the lake.
Well, like you mentioned, May 19th, North Tahoe Regional Park, that's in Tahoe Vista, the second annual May Meltdown Disc Golf Tournament. This is one day, two rounds. I guess it's their second year. I did not see this last year, but if you are a disc golfer, you might want to check this out, right?
Yeah, our editor Laney is this where you got the intel? I mean, these get well traveled for. It's a big scene.
And this is a, I don't remember the exact acronym for it, but it's a sanctioned event, from what I understand, a disc golf sanction, whatever acronym that means. But it's official. It's an official event. But Then I'm going to roll into May 25th. This is the Wallflowers. They are performing at Harrah's. The Wallflowers, if you didn't know, it is Bob Dylan's son. He is the lead, I should say. What is it? The lead singer, Jacob Dylan. Yeah. So Wallflowers, old 90s band. They're still touring around, checking it out. And then I'm going to bounce into May 31st through June 1st. This is the Reno Tahoe Odyssey. And I think, like you mentioned, our editor, Lainey Griffo, I want to say she runs in this every year, or at least she has in the past. But this is a 178-mile loop. Goes from Reno to Tahoe, then back to Reno, 36 legs. Each one's, what did they say, about 5 miles or so, roughly. And I got to say no thank you to this, right?
Yeah, and this is a weird one too, because you'll be driving, you know, after sunset, and you'll see people all lit up running in various parts of the, if you're like going through the Keys or down Emerald Bay with following teams, and it's a big, you know, long stretch event. So pretty cool. Yeah.
And this thing runs, it's like 24 hours, so it runs like the whole spectrum. And yeah, I don't know, I see it, and every time I drive past the folks, it's like, nope, not for me.
Also a no. Yeah. This one coming up that you got for me.
The America's Most Beautiful Bike Ride?
Yeah, I'm still not in it. Road biking, no.
No. June 2nd, this was taken over last year by the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, so that is the organization that it benefits. But yeah, I'm not into it either. I know our, you know, friend of the pod, Howie Knave, he likes to ride in this every year, but like you, that is a no for me.
June 9th, this big difference here on the other end of the spectrum. Instead of exercising, running, riding, you're going to be drinking the Lake Tahoe Whiskey Expo. This will be the third annual, and I helped produce the first one. It's over at State Line Brewery in the Heavenly Village, and you were a judge, Rob. What was your personal experience on that? You had your wife come as a driver, of course.
I did.
So what was it like for you?
I mean, as a whiskey drinker, I thought it was a great time. It was this Whiskey Expo. It's is it in the Tahoe Blue Event Center? Did it get blown
It's
out?
At State Line Brewery. No,
okay, still at State Line Brewery. Okay, mm-hmm. But I mean, it's a good time if you like whiskey. There's plenty to sample.
Yeah, there's gonna be 120 different whiskeys. So you've got vendors from, you know, all over the nation, because they all have local reps, right? And State Line Brewery is one of the, you know, you got California Burger Company has 300 whiskeys on the wall, also in the Heavenly Village. I think they've got something in the 200s at State Line Brewery. So they know, they've got the relationship with all the reps, and you're going to be tasting stuff from all over the world.
Yeah.
There. So June 9th, Lake Tahoe.
Especially if you're a whiskey lover. Yeah.
Yeah. And then Friday, June 14th, you've got Jordan Davis at Harvey's. I'm pretty sure that's country. I'm starting to age myself here, but Jordan Davis, they say it should be an A-lister that everybody knows, but
I'm still
in the dark on that. Then Saturday, June 15th, you got the Rock Tahoe Half Marathon. So that starts at the top of Spooner Summit. Well, all the action, you register and everything at the Golden Nugget. The $129 registration gets you transportation to the start, which is at the top of Spooner Summit. Then that drops you 800 feet down from Spooner Summit all and winds your way down on Highway 50 along the stunning East Shore. You also get a finisher medal, a Rock Tahoe Tech shirt, professional photography of you racing in your bib so you can post it online and show off. And then a little post-race finish line fest with live music and a bunch of vendors where you can pack the carbs back on with some beer from Sierra Nevada and all that. That's
all
at the Golden
events.
Nuggets. I think that's going to be our last. Well, we got one more coming up here. So that's Saturday, the 15th of June. And then one more biking event. And this one's really cool. It's the Tahoe Mountain Bike Festival, June 22nd and 23rd. So that's Saturday and Sunday. Saturday is all at Corral Trail, Trailhead. So that's your bike demo day, where there's two time slots where you can demo bikes, 9 a.m. to noon and 1 to 4 p.m. on Saturday the 22nd. And they're going to have up to about 20 different bike manufacturers out there and brands that you can test from. And it's really grown in size lately. And this is Tamba putting this all on. So it's legit. It's official. Sunday, June 23rd is over at Paradise Park, where you have more of that festival style of things. A little bit more for the family. Not that the bike demo day on Saturday isn't, because Corral Trail does have, it's sort of an all abilities trail in terms of rideability. But on Sunday, 12 to 6 p.m. is at Paradise Park in Myers. Vendors, music, and then two ride options. The Tahoe Triple Crown, which is your advanced option. These are both ticketed because there's a whole timing system and whatnot. But the Tahoe Triple Crown is your advanced option. 25-mile popular expert route all around. So it's Tahoe Mountain, it's Toads, and it's Corral Trail and Armstrong. Nice. This mountain bike is the only one that can be run in one direction, and it's really hard. I did two of the three crowns yesterday, and boy, am I walking funny today. So I'll tell you that.
Great weekend, though. You had to get out.
Yeah, the route climbs 4,800 feet and of elevation, and then it descends about 5,000 feet. And then you've got an intermediate option called the Power Loop, which is predominantly on Powerline Trail. It's a seven mile long ride with just over 1,000 feet of climbing, and that's over there in the Corral area. So that is Saturday and Sunday, June 22nd, 23rd. Also Saturday, June 22nd, Lake Tahoe is for Lovers Festival. That's back over at Harvey's. They had this for the first time last year. The guys from Hawthorne Heights actually, I think, produced this. You know, they front some of the costs along with, of course, the Visitors Authority for bringing it in. But the headline act this year, Saturday, June 22nd, is the All-American Rejects. Also, Movements, Hawthorne Heights will be playing. Last year, I saw a yellow card there. I was stinging like a little high school boy, going through heartbreak and going through successes. It was a blast from the past. There's a bunch of other festivals too, bands playing in the festival. And I believe it starts early, you know, the 2 or 3 o'clock range ends around 10, 10:30, as they all do at Harvey's. Saturday, June 22nd, Lake Tahoe is for lovers. And then, I mean, we've got 4th of July. We don't need to talk about that, right? That's just, that's enough.
All hell,
I mean,
but
that's a massive weekend. I think it's on a Tuesday this year.
Monday. I think it's a Monday.
Monday, right?
Yeah, it's a Monday.
So that really like extends the traveler, the tourist into Lake Tahoe for the whole week. So get ready, locals. It's going to be a ride for 4th of July all week there. And then, of course, Celebrity Golf, speaking of a ride, at Edgewood, the All-American Century Classic, July 11th through the 14th. And there's a lot to talk about here. I mean, they always pack a lot in. But, man, let's just start with the biggest rumor of them all. Let's stir it up, Rob. You do it.
The rumor of Taylor Swift joining Travis Kelce and Tahoe getting bombarded by the Swiftie clans. I mean that's out there, and I know they've already had meetings with Douglas County sheriffs to talk about this and what's going to happen. I think folks are a little concerned, like, if it does happen, like, what it's going to mean for traffic, for just being able to accommodate them. So I mean, there's some legitimate concerns that I've heard over if this does happen, what it's going to mean. But this event, it's one of my favorites. I you know, I tend to bug out over the weekend. All my coverage, I'm there most of the week during the actual week, the weekdays, but I love it. I always say Thursday, that is the best day to go. The celebrities, once game day starts and Friday rolls around, they tend to lock in a little bit more. Sure, they'll have fun.
They go into athlete mode a bit, right? Yeah, they want to win. They're competitive.
But Thursdays, I mean, they're out there, you know, slugging beers. They're still having a good time. They're still signing autographs and memorabilia or whatever. I mean, you can't bring in memorabilia, and usually people just wear it and give them a Sharpie and they'll do that type of thing. But they're usually a lot more loose on that Thursday in those practice rounds. So I always say Thursday is the best day to go. You don't get to see all the celebrities like you would on a Friday or Saturday or Sunday, but you get to see a good chunk of them. They do two celebrity rounds, one in the morning, one in the afternoon. And you tend to get, you know, most of the folks that you want to see, but I always say Thursday is the best day to go.
I'm really interested in because they're saying Taylor Swift is back on tour, but my wife and I were having this conversation. I'm like, that's not stopping her. She came back, well,
The
it was the
Super
Super
Bowl.
Bowl, but that was from Japan. So, she did go to Patrick Mahomes' golf charity golf tournament just this past weekend. And that caused a big uproar and attendance for that golf course. So Kelsey's here and we're gonna
We'll
see a shit
see.
show.
Yep, we will see.
So that weekend, with all the celebrities in town, the tourism authority puts a lot of great events together. So we, because they know we've got everybody in town. So that weekend, July 11th at Harvey's is the Palm Tree Festival. This is an electronic dance music, EDM. The headliner there is Griffin. Then the second followed up by, or right in front of them, would be Disco Lines and a few others. And so those are some big names. Griffin is a, top 50 artist in the world in terms of DJs. So the Palm Tree Festival, July 11th. Then, we heard it from somebody when we were out golfing. The event center going to be announcing a big A-list act on July 12th. So just stay tuned on their Instagram for that one. It is not out yet. And then another little exclusive that's not announced on any websites yet, but Tamba is putting together a family festival on Saturday, July 13th. That's going to be over at Valhalla. So very rideable. You can park at the Y, ride your bikes in, or if you're over and around in the Y, just ride your bikes from your house or your cabin. Just put it on your calendar. If you have kids or you like checking out vendors, details are going to be announced soon, but that is sort of a little intel that is not yet announced for the Tamba Family Festival at Valhalla, July 13th.
Nice. As we roll through July, the 26th through the 28th is the Gamblers Run Festival at CBC or Crystal Bay Casino. Last year, that was their inaugural run for this event. So this is year two, and they are bringing, as far as I'm concerned, I mean, you talked about, Griffin. I have no idea who that is. But I think these folks, I mean, a large majority of people probably aren't going to know these names, but this is a really solid lineup. The Wood Brothers, Pigeons Playing Ping Pong, Jackie Greene, Donovan Frankenreiter, The Mother Hips, a handful of others. These are all, I mean, CBC's, they are known for this. They bring in great acts and maybe aren't quite headliners, but if you go, it's going to be good music. And I think that this falls right into that. Any thoughts there? I mean, do you know any of these?
Crystal Bay crushes it with their bookings. They always have the just sneakers come through. You're like, wow, that was killer. And they're like on the B plus A minus scale of bookings all the time.
And we are, I mean, we don't have it confirmed yet, but we are working to possibly have one of these bands on the podcast as a preview for that. So stay tuned. We will see how that goes. And as we move into August, right, we have the annual Reggae Fest at Palisades. Saturday, you have your leads as Shaggy Atmosphere and Collie Buds. Sunday, it is Revolution and Cypress Hill. And last year was the first year. This is a friend of the podcast, Paul Reeder. He was on, I don't know how many episodes ago, but it was a while ago. But if you want to check out his episode, just scroll it back and check that out. But he is partial to put this on. And last year, it was the first year that it was at Palisades. And it is damn hard not to love that mountain as the backdrop. I was there both days last year. If there's one thing, Mike, that I would say is like it was hot those days, and Saturday was hotter than Sunday. But if I had to say one thing, it is hydrate, people. It is no joke. I saw it was no less than seven people just collapse, like right in front of me, people going into convulsions. It was scary. It's like,
Oh,
holy
geez.
crap, what is this person? And that elevation combined with the heat, it is no joke. So if you listen to this and you're going out, they do give you an opportunity for water stations and everything, but hydrate. It is key to enjoying that festival. And also, I mean, I always say, we've talked about a couple of festivals here. Don't sleep on the openers. I mean, that's, I think, one of the reasons why festivals are so cool is because you get to see a lot of acts. If you're paying for the whole day, watch the whole damn day. I mean, there is bands that you might not have ever heard and you're going for maybe the headliners, but don't sleep on those openers, because more times than not, you're going to get experience to a band or some musicians that you hadn't heard. And it's going to be, you know, I always found that that's where a lot of new music comes from as far as what I would listen to. Those openers, just don't sleep on them. They're great.
Yeah, good point. Good point.
Last one I'll get to before I turn it back over to you. Friday, August 9th, Rod Stewart at Harvey's Outdoor Amphitheater. Everybody knows who Rod Stewart is. I'm not going to
What else you need? Yeah, we know he's going to be there. All right, the next day, Saturday, Sunday, 2 days, August 10th and 11th, the Tahoe Yoga Festival at Heavenly and also at Omni, which is where founder Jess Broyles of Omni is hosting that. So it's the second annual, 2 days, two full days of yoga, wellness, music, and more. Saturday, there's intimate workshops with Tahoe Yoga Festival teachers. Check out the website, the lineup. I mean, I was scrolling for days. I don't know whose name to put on there. I'm not in the yoga world, so I wasn't going to say any of the names. Food, drink vendors, official DJ kickoff party, DJ set by Soul Rising. So that's Saturday the 10th. And then Sunday, August 11th, head on up the Heavenly Gondola. And then you got a special guest, which hasn't been announced yet, for their closing ceremony. But you're up there at like the mid station and at the top of Heavenly doing yoga. And if you see the video, you know, you're doing sound bowls and yoga up there with one of the best views in the world. So yeah, why not? August 10th and 11th, Tahoe Yoga Festival, Omni and O-M-N-I and Heavenly. And then that weekend as well, you've got the Bloody Mary Festival at Beach Retreat, the 12th annual Tahoe Blue Vodka Bloody Mary Festival. And I personally produced this one. So, and you've been a judge, Rob. So I'm going to let you say a little bit about it, so it's not too self-serving, but it sells out every year. So tickets going to be going on sale May 1st. So
it's a good time. I mean, I don't know. I think I've judged definitely 3 years. It might be four. I can't remember at this point, but
that's the whole point. Gotcha.
But if you are a Bloody Mary fan, this is a great place to go to. I mean, you get a really good mix of different types of Bloody Marys. And I mean, the one thing, I mean, as a judge, the thing that I don't want to say if it, I enjoy it, but man, by the end of it, because they cram like, I don't know, full sandwiches and like fried chicken, and you can't go hungry if you're a judge because of what they give you. What's served with it is just, at some point, you know, it can get ridiculous. You're like, oh my gosh, I can't even drink this because it's got so much food coming out of it. But that's kind of the fun. That's the fun part of it, is how much can we shove in here? What flavors can we gain of it? And you usually always get a wide array of different types of Bloody Marys. Every year there's something different. It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. And you were part of the prestigious celebrity judges, being that you write the eat and the drink columns in the Tribune, but everybody is a judge because there's a People's Choice Award. So you get 15 bartenders, and then you get to choose your favorite one at the very end. So it comes out to a lot of liquid, folks. So also come hydrated there. Bring your beach stuff. It's at the Beach Retreat. You can go out on the beach there and enjoy your bloodies. And it's the 12th annual on Sunday, August 11th, the Bloody Mary Festival. And then August 17th, this is a great event. Not too many headliners or actual acts announced yet, but the Bruise Jazz and Funk Fest at Palisades. It is definitely, some years they lean into the Brew Fest portion of it more, and then other years they have, you know, bigger acts than others, but always a killer event. Again, at Palisades Tahoe, it's more through the village. They have the big acts out where, you know, they have Reggae Fest and Winter Wondergrass, but that's August 17th at Palisades. And then that next weekend, Saturday, August 25th, the Tahoe Brew Fest. Back in South Lake Tahoe. Yeah, this is a big one. Boys and Girls Club of South Lake Tahoe, it's their number one fundraiser of the entire year. And it's the 7th annual, and they're getting it real dialed in with all kinds of new experiences. VIP is the way to be at this Brew Fest. Not only do you get 2 hours of extra sampling with the VIP ticket, you also get this cold water chill zone, being Cold Water Brewery. You don't, it's not like a ice bath or cold plunge, so don't be scared off there. Special bathrooms, ding ding ding, that's a good one,
Yeah,
right? So you're
for
not waiting
sure.
in line spending but then they have a cool new VIP partnership experience set up with Harvey's, where you want to turn it into a whole weekend. You got club access on Friday night over at Peak, room nights, $100 off a bottle service. Check it out online. It's front and center on their homepage at tahobrewfest.com. But I've had a personal hand in setting this one up for a lot of years, and the ski run is a great way, and it's really expanding. We got a couple more blocks going this year. So yeah, more room to drink, more room to see friends, but VIP is the way to be, and that does sell out early. Saturday, August 25th. And yeah, I put a note here because there's people knowing that I have a hand in producing both these events, and they're like, man, why don't you have Brewfest on Saturday and the Bloody Mary contest on Sunday? It's like, no. As like, I don't want people dying out here. I'm like, that's a lot of drinking, man. That does not, I mean, that sounds like a liability to
Well,
me.
I
As
if
much as you
you
could use a Bloody Mary after a brew fest, I get
yeah
that portion,
yeah
but they wanted it for air quotes hotel purposes. So,
if you were to try to do that this year, Saturday, August 25th is going to be hopping because that is also the return of the Valhalla Renaissance Fair. So that Saturday is going to be crazy. I don't know if anybody's going to be alive to be able to go to a Bloody Mary contest the next day after both of these events anyways, but this is going to be so like I said, 3 years it has been gone. So this is the first year back. It is going to be at the Tahoe Valley Campground this year. And it is I don't know how to say it, Mike. it's an interesting
It's an experience.
is an
Just like
experience.
going to Wolf, right? You're going to see some very eclectic stuff.
Some people really like to get into character for this. If it's your thing, you know it is your thing, and you're probably stoked for it. Go at least once, maybe just to check it out.
I mean, I know at Camp Rich, they had real live jousting on horses. I don't know if they'll have that this year. I don't know the details yet. I'm actually meeting with the Tahoe Valley Campground owner tomorrow morning. So I'm excited to find out, like, what it's, if how, you know, what level it's going to be back on.
Yeah, for sure. Well, after that, we're going to roll into September and try to get through some of these last ones here. September 7th, the Incline Wooed Wine and Food Celebration. That is basically, it is food and booze all night right on the lake. A good time there. I'll roll through some of these shows here. Friday, September 13th, Alabama is at Harvey's, part of the Outdoor Concert Series. The 15th, a couple days later on Sunday, Dan and Shay, also another country act that is at Harvey's as well. And then is this date confirmed, Mike, that you have here, the 21st? Is this going?
It sure is. Sample the Sierra is back. The Tahoe Chamber is getting a big revival of programming. I mean, we got the Blue Ribbon Awards coming up in just a couple of weeks for the business side of things. But this is that Farm to Fork Festival that you know and love that happens a couple of weeks after Labor Day, Saturday, September 21st. The location's still TBD. There's really two locations you can hold something this big and grandiose. So just put it on your calendar if you like, just like Incline Food and Wine Fest. This is South Lake Tahoe's Farm to Fork Festival.
Yeah, it's a good time. It's one of my favorite events,
Yep.
honestly. Really good time. And then the 20th, September 20th and the 21st, Lainey Wilson, another country act. And we know that there's still a couple more acts that they have to announce for their outdoor concert series. So I don't know if this one's gonna close it out or not, but she's popular. She's a big act and doing it up 2 nights in a row. So how do you want to go about the out of the area stuff, Mike?
Well, there's a couple that I'm attending personally, but let's just go back chronologically. We'll start back and we'll just run through them quick.
Okay.
You kick it off.
So I'll go. So I didn't know that this was happening May 31st through June 2nd. This is a backcountry festival at the Corley Ranch. The Corley Ranch is down in Gardnerville. Really cool ranch place. I mean, if you ever take your kids down to there for Halloween, it's a lot of fun. Grab a pumpkin, go through the maze and everything like that. But I looked at the lineup for this and You might not know a lot of the bands that are going to be. It's a country festival, but it's they got a pretty damn good lineup for country artists. I don't I you know I didn't take everybody's name off the sheet, but I know that if you like country and not like the poppy country, this is more like country that
Twangy?
I wouldn't say twangy.
No, okay.
It's more just like I don't know. I think on my Apple playlist, it comes up as like outlaw country. So kind of
Oh.
like more down to earth, like good old country as opposed to like poppy country. But some good bands there, really. And if you want to go, you can bring your RV, you can camp out there. Kind of like Gardnerville's Night in the Country, if you want to call it that. Really similar
Yep.
to that event. And then June 15th through the 24th, I go every year, and mainly because my wife makes me go. But it is a good time. It is the Reno Rodeo that is tried and true, one of the biggest and most prosperous rodeo events in the West. It's a good time. You don't have to like rodeo to go to it. I mean, just watching those people jam around on horses doing what they're doing, it's a good time. Plus, there's a lot of food, drink to go, and a lot of people like to get there. If you dress up in your cowboy boots and short shorts, whatever you want to do. Well, once a year, this is the event to do it in.
For sure. Then June 21st and through the 23rd, you've got a jam band festival called Woolly Star out in Markleyville. So that's a camping, all-day music. Yeah, bring your RV. Very similar to the Backcountry Festival at Corley Ranch, but this one is Woolly Star Festival in Markleyville, June 21st to the 23rd. Then a big one, massive lineup announced for Base Camp Festival. Again, this is a PR Entertainment Base Camp Fest production. Paul Reeder and Nick Rogers over there at the Wingfield Park in Reno, July 27th and 28th. They just announced the lineup, and you gotta check it out to believe it for those. And then what I'm really stoked about, also paired with a bachelor party for one of my close friends, the Bluesapalooza in Mammoth.
Nice.
And this is a huge event, August 2nd through August 4th. And the person I'm most excited about seeing in terms of music is Trombone Shorty. I've seen him once before, and it really turned me into a different style of music for a few months. Once you see, how you see a band, and you're like, then you're just in that channel of music for a long time. So Trombone Shorty and about 100 other acts, and I think it's upwards of 100 breweries at the Bluesapalooza. It also is a brew fest there. So that's August 2nd through August 4th in Mammoth.
And I added a couple of Reno events here. These are tried and true. These are Reno's A-list events. But September 6th through the 8th, the Great Reno Balloon Race. If you have kids, you probably need to go at least once, because going there, watching the Dawn Patrol go off and fill the night sky with those balloons, it's really cool to see. Kids absolutely love it. And then all hell breaks loose after that happens, and it's just one balloon after another just launching up into the air. I've been up in one of those balloons during the Great Reno Balloon Race. I was actually talking to my daughter over the weekend, and one of the things I said, balloon rides are overrated. I just once you get up in there, it's kind of like, it's all right, it's all right. But I did see one of the balloons crash one time, and that was a little freaky. Believe it or not, a balloon can crash. And then the last one that I have here, over Labor Day weekend, this is the best in the West, Nugget Rib Cook-Off. Something that as somebody who writes about food and eats a lot of food, over the course of my job and just in general, this is a lot of fun. I love ribs, I love barbecue, and I have some secrets that I will not divulge because parking is an issue to get down there. And then how you go about actually tasting and streamlining things, because it is a packed house. I don't know if you've ever been, Mike, have you?
Oh yeah,
Yeah.
definitely. It's a good one. But I'll have to get you offline for those secrets, I guess.
It's a good. All right. So you know what we didn't mention, even though it happens over the course of, almost the entire summer, Shakespeare Festival. We didn't mention that.
Oh yeah.
But we
Yeah, always a big lineup. Yeah, over in Sand Harbor. I mean, it's not just Shakespeare. They do a lot of other plays. I mean, great website. Yeah, definitely check that out. Good thought there.
Anything else that we should add? Because before this podcast, Mike and I were talking, and Mike always does his rapid fire for our guests as far as the questions goes. And I said, hey, we should just do that for each other. And Mike didn't do it for me, but I did it for Mike. And so I think we should
Oh,
have a
great.
little fun with this. I think I did, I got
Yeah.
seven questions, Mike, for
Okay,
rapid
bring it
fire.
on.
This is just off the top. Mike has no idea what I'm going to ask him, but I think we should close it out with this. What do you say?
You know I'm game for anything. Yeah,
All
let's
right,
do
all right.
it. I didn't do my homework, y'all.
So here we go. Rapid fire for Mike, leading off. Burgers or tacos?
Tacos.
Tacos. Okay, mountain bike or skiing?
Oh, skiing. Easy. Yeah. Well, I don't know why that
Okay.
was so hard. I just mountain biked yesterday, so that was hard. It's fresh. Yeah.
Sand Harbor or Lester Beach?
I don't know where Lester Beach is at, so I'm
That's
gonna go
the
Sand
that's
Harbor.
why am I drawing a blank on West Shore? Why am I drawing?
Huh. Yeah, I've never spent time at either.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm way off to the side of the beach that I'm not gonna say the name of because
You
yeah.
want to keep that secret out?
Yeah, exactly.
All right,
Dude.
appetizers or
Okay.
desserts?
Appetizers.
Kids or dogs?
Oh man, that's a tough one, kids.
I would definitely say dogs. I got too many kids to say. Movies or TV shows?
TV shows.
Okay, you say reluctantly, but we'll.
Yeah.
And then the last one here, baseball or football?
I've sort of burnt out on baseball, football, football. Yeah.
Burnt out. The season just started.
Right. Exactly. I'll relight the flame after All-Star break.
All right. Well, if there, we probably missed a couple events. You're probably like, what about this one? What about this one? We went way too long and probably didn't cover nearly as many events as we really could have. But hopefully that gives you an idea of some things to look at, put on your calendar, and plan for the upcoming summer season, our favorite season, probably our favorite season in
Oh
Tahoe.
yeah. Yep.
So
Yeah. And if you guys want, our contact info is in the newspaper. It's printed there. You can give us a call. Send us an email at podcast@TahoeDailyTribune.com if you really want us to highlight something. But that's a wrap here on this 2024 entertainment and events preview of the Tahoe Tap. Thanks, Rob.
thanks, Mike.